irony.
And what is a big black container that might be in the yard for boiling clothes?
That was a boiler.
Okay. I think they might have made sugar in one, too.
Well, that was a sugar boiler, but that was different from what you boiled clothes in.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a sugar kettle, we called that.
What would you keep, put flowers in that you cut?
In a vase.
All right. And what would you call the eating utensils beside the plate?
The knife and fork and spoon.
Mm-hmm. What would your best dishes be made of?
Of china.
All right. If the dishes were dirty, what would you say you had to do?
We had to wash them.
And to get the soap off, what would a woman do? You'd say she...
Now, some people pronounce it wrench it. And it was rinse it.
You say rinse.
I say rinse.
Okay. What kind of cloth or rag do you use to clean the dishes?
A dish rag.
And to dry them off?
With a towel, a dish towel.
And what do you use to wash your face?
Face cloth.
And to?
Or a wash rag.
And then to dry yourself off?
A towel.
Okay.
Face towel or a bath towel.
Okay. In the kitchen, to turn the water on, what's the thing you turn?
We always called it a faucet.
Mm-hmm. What about out in the yard where you might screw in a hose?
The faucet also.
Suppose it's on some sort of a container with water or something.
A tap.
Mm-hmm. And there's a big wooden container that flour used to come in. That's a...
Barrel.
There's a smaller kind that nails came in.
Keg.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what molasses used to come in?
In a barrel.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses?
No.
Okay. And if you wanted to pour some liquid into a narrow-mouthed bottle, you'd put a...
A funnel.
Mm-hmm. And then to urge the horses to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
With a whip.
Mm-hmm. If you went to the grocery store, the grocer might put the food into a...
Well, he'd put butter into a scoop. He'd put other things into a bag.
Made of what?
Paper.
Mm-hmm. Supposing it's a bag of something like sugar, what would it be called?
It would be a bag of sugar.
Well,
you could sometimes call it a sack.
Mm-hmm. What's it made of?
Of cloth.
What is a kind of sack that's made of rough cloth for perhaps potatoes or feed?
That would be... I haven't used one in such a long time. That would be a gunny sack.
Do you have any other name for that?
Yes, there is another name I'm trying to think of, but I haven't had occasion to use it in such a long time.
Do they call it croaker sack around here?
No.
Okay.
I've heard it elsewhere, but not around here.
Have you ever heard grass sack here?
No.
Okay. Do you know how much corn they would take to the mill to be ground?
No.
How about the amount of wood you could carry in your arms?
They'd bring a load of wood.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the expression turn of corn or wood?
No.
Okay. If your light burned out, what would you put in?
A new globe.
Okay. What runs around the barrel to hold the staves in?
Oops.
Mm-hmm. And to put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid in?
A cork or a stopper.
What's the difference?
The cork is a cork. A stopper can be made of another material.
Mm-hmm. What's the little musical instrument children play?
Harmonica.
Did you ever call that anything else?
No.
Did you ever hear it called a French harp? Okay. Then what
Not
about...
Not even in New Orleans, where everything is French.
Mm-hmm. What about something you'd hold between your teeth and pluck?
That was a Jew's harp, but we called that, we had another name for that, kazoo.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.